Welcome to the broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the Bishop and General Overseer. This is the church that is called by the name of God, the church that walks in God's perfect law, and we follow the faith that was delivered to saints. Write to Bishop Patterson at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America. Visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial area code 610-583-2400. We invite you to contact us for information or questions you may have concerning salvation and the apostolic faith. Let us know how the broadcast reception is in your area. Email us at info@theapostolicfaith.org.
Calendar of events. Pastoral visit November 17th through November 20th, 2016 at 873 Main Street, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. Ordination commemoration December 29th through January 1st in 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. Texas State Convention, February 23rd through the 26th in 2017, 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. 64th National Women's Conference, April 9th through the 16th, 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. 63rd National Men's Conference, May 25th through the 28th in 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. 68th National Youth Conference, July 2nd through the 9th, 2017, 3700 Carl Street in Dallas, Texas, 75210. 82nd National Convention, August 24th through September 4th, 2017, 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. Scheduled events are subject to change by the Spirit and the direction of Bishop Patterson.
In your mighty name, we come to the throne of grace to give praise and thanks to your holy name. We know, Lord God, that it is the living that shall praise you. Lord, it is the living that shall praise you. Just want to thank you for dying on the cross. It is the living that shall praise you. Hallelujah. 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 When they pierced his side and their blood ran down, it redeemed my soul. And today, I can look back at Calvary and say thank you. Just a little more grace. Let the blood down, Lord. Cry on me. The living shall praise you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Oh, Father, Lord God, watch over thy servant. Keep him in the power of your almighty hand. Keep him shouting from his enemies. Hold him fast, Lord. It's the living that shall praise you. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you. We glorify your presence. You redeemed us back. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God Almighty, where without him we pray.
Amen. for you around the world, wherever you may be. This is another Holy Ghost Outbreaker program coming to you from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Our bishop is Bishop Anthony J. Patterson. They can speak more than our Bishop Anthony J. Patterson. E.M. Bishop Anthony J. Patterson.
Good to be here. My mind, of course, was all over the place earlier today. I think it was Obadiah that said, I heard a rumor. And that rumor is going to come true. But one thing is for sure, is we're going to have to be ready in heart and mind when the Lord comes, because when it comes true, we're going to find ourselves either on the right hand or the left hand of God. And I would want to be on the right hand. Of course, our minds are on all of the things that the Lord has done, which is the record of God. Everything from this moment backwards is everything that God has already done. And rest assured that when you go forward, he's going to do more. But your faith has brought you from where you were until where you are right now. And that faith has to continue to take you all the way through. The thing is, the Lord prayed that our faith will not fail us. And that prayer of his, of course, will not fail either. And my faith has not failed me. I'm so thankful to understand that the workings of the Lord are way beyond my finding out. Because if it wasn't for God, God knows, I would not be in Dallas today. I would have been somewhere reconciling my bank account to make sure at least, Sister Jackson, I had a couple of million. Because I always learned by the word of God, we have to be good stewards of what God has given us. And when the Lord comes for the thing that he has given you, he wants more. So if the Lord has given you faith, have it more when he comes. If he's giving you joy, be more joyful. Don't just have the little that he gave you, have more. But what he did for me, I can't even begin to tell you what a joy in my heart it is to know that at the preaching of the gospel, the power of God is being seen. And in John, the 10th chapter and the 8th verse, saying, I think, he talks about being that door. And if we just knock on it, he said, I'll open to you and I'll come in, I'll sup with you. And the thing that makes it so good for us that when he opened the door to him, we all came in. And at our coming in, we have found that everything that the Word of God has said that is true has been, and we found it to be just like it was said. So, when your mind look at then the record of God and all that has been written and what has been collected for us, of course, this is not everything. The scripture said that the world could not contain all the books if they wrote down everything. But the little part of the record that they gave us, we have. For you, he has done more than this. Because he looked down and said, blessed are them that have not seen, but yet they believe. A greater work would be among you. So, have you gone into the door? Have you knocked on the door and it opened and a voice said, come in and sup with me. And when your foot take that first step, there should be joy that you took a step into the house of the Lord. And John writing, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me, he said, are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. And I want you to consider that. He said, everything that came before and said what they were, he said, they were thieves and robbers. What have they stolen? What did they take? They have taken the salvation of souls. But you didn't hear them. Because if you would have given them ear, you would have ended up where the lost is. So a woman comes in your company and tell you of what God has done for and to her. She gives you God's record in her life. And you now have to judge God and say, is that a burden of the Lord? And you know what your conclusion must be? No. The Lord said, I will cut off one that says my word is a burden. Because you know he says my yoke is easy. And the burdens I have are light. So the burden of the word is not upon me because I love what I do. To be able to testify to anyone that my natural side would say, I would rather have them there 13 million I left sitting in the bank because I would have gave all to y'all. I said, who needs something? Who needs something? And I know you're going to go out and do something for the work of the Lord. I'll write you a check real quick. Now, I hope somebody don't come up and say, Bishop, I need 10 million. You going to leave three for the rest of us? Now, if you're going out to do great things. But it is what I have done. When the treasury is there and someone needs it, the Holy Ghost said, give it. But my natural crazy mind would say, I won't. But the Lord said, no. So what do I have to say? Yay, Lord. Because if I want the saving of my soul, I have to then consider, why did he choose me or choose me to be a sheep? Why am I here to praise him and to thank him? And my speech shall always be a praise and a thanksgiving. I can't ever let my spirit turn into my woes. Oh, nobody likes me. Nobody cares about me. God does. Thank you, Lord. When I can hear the speech is always a basket full of thanksgiving. If you went to a party, and you've been to some, I'm the only one with my hand up like I'm not. Thank you. Okay. And you go in and there's a person in there all sad and all sitting up and moping. You don't go over there and sit with them. You go where the party is. You go where they're getting down. You go where the joy is, the happiness, and that is. It is the same with the Spirit. What you want is to be where the joy of the Lord is. Because there is the peace. So if everything before the Lord, and my mind now, Jeremiah 23. I'm going to go all over the place. Just come along for the truth. Because I'm thinking, well, you'll have the book. So Jeremiah 23, start somewhere around the 30th, and I'll do it all, Sister Jackson. They can read anything, I'll preach it. I'll put Christ in everything. But I'm thinking about, when a robber comes, he ain't leaving nothing. But they compared him to the people that go out and gather grapes. When grapes are gathered, they leave some so somebody who may be poor come by and they can glean the little that is left. You go out and they'll pick, you know, they'll leave some. A thief, not him. He gonna take everything he can and leave nothing. So if the Lord is saying everything that have come before me is a thief and a robber, he has taken what? Everything. There is nothing now left for salvation. But the sheep didn't hear him. So the someone that is trying to save themselves will persevere over every trial, every trouble, everything of life to make it. Amen. Jeremiah writes,
therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, says the Lord.
Yes.
That steal my words, everyone from his neighbor.
He go around. There's that forgot that's what you was about to say. But just stay with me. My mind might be crazy sometimes, but it's a good mind. And don't go up there yet, because you might step on a mine. What happened to his words?
That's still my word, everyone from
here. Here is a thief and a robber. I was traveling somewhere recently, and there was a church. Me and mother was going up Camp Wisdom Road the other day. And at every block, there was a church. And I said, I just passed that. No, that's a, oh, I just passed. Church. And the Lord is speaking, saying, I didn't send all of this. But you have people that have gathered into all of this thing. And when the sister stood and said, I have the Holy Ghost, none of these people in those Baptist churches and the Presbyterian and all those churches say, I have the Spirit, I have the Holy Ghost. But some soul has gone up in there. And they believe that they're worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. And he said, I am against these prophets,
says the Lord.
Lord said, that's still my words.
Everyone from his neighbor.
And he's stealing them. What's going to happen to his neighbor when they listen to these things? Yes.
Behold. I am against the prophets.
I'm against them,
says the Lord.
Yes.
That use their tongues.
They use their tongue and say,
he said.
The Lord said. The Lord said. And when somebody say the Lord said, the people say, because they believe it to be the word of the Lord. They believe it to be true. But you have to make a source out of what it is that they are saying that the Lord said, and you've never seen it come to pass. I'm against them because they use their tongue, yes.
And say, he said.
And say, he, meaning the Lord, said.
Behold. I am against them that prophesy false dreams, says the Lord.
I am against them that take dreams and said, I had a dream.
And do tell them.
Now, Martin Luther King had one. He really did. And what he dreamed that he preached about appears to be here today. But there are a lot of them that use the word of God in that same vein. Said, I had a dream, and they see your life. Why? The Lord said, I'm against them. Yes.
And cause my people to err by their lies.
Whoa. Now, I didn't write this. Don't say Bishop Patterson said. You can put it on Jeremiah. I'm going to be like the woman in the garden. Say, it wasn't me, it was that man. And the man said, it wasn't me, it was her. So you're going to go back and say, he said it. Say Brian said it. He was a witness. He did it. I'm just repeating what I heard. He said, I'm against them that take my words and then they have a dream and they come and tell you, the Lord gave me a dream about you and I'm going to tell you what the dream was and cause folks to error, because you're going to cause me not to walk in the way of righteousness. I got to stay here with you because I'm so scared about what you dreamed, and I should let that go and follow truth. To Hannah with the dream, let me follow what the word say. But people stay because of the so-called dream. The church can't go at soothsayers. You can't go and say, well, read my palm and tell me what you see. The church can't do that. Church can't go down and pay Madam Ruby, say, what's going to happen in my future? She might can tell you. But the church don't go after soothsayers. I'm against them, the Lord said. And Brian said.
And cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet wow. I sent them not.
I didn't send them.
Nor commanded them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all, says the Lord.
So the people that hear shall not profit at all. And what good is it to be in this life and not profit
by serving God that you get something in the end. You get the eternal salvation. Continue.
And when this people or the prophet or a priest shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of the Lord?
Here it is.
Thou shalt then say unto them, what burden?
What burden?
I will even forsake you, saith the Lord.
If you think it is a burden to preach the word of God and to look after the people of God, let me show you what's your end. Because when the people of God call, you can't tell them I'm asleep or I'm sleepy because I got to get up and go to work in the morning. The man of God got to be there for you no matter what. I don't have another job. In fact, I don't have a job other than this. So I'm at your beckoning when you need me. Amen. I don't make up a need. So let me see what he's doing at 3 o'clock in the morning. You don't have to try me by cell phone. Try me by prayer. And I'll visit. The Lord said, when you come together, he said, you come with my spirit, because that's how you understand who God is. I'm against them. Now they're talking about the burden of the word, and the Lord says, what burden is it? Why are my people a burden to you? Why do you see them as a burden? Because you see it's the same thing over and over again. No, it's not. Then move them from what has been their issue for years. Let the power of God move the issue. So you would never call them and say, oh, they're getting on my nerve. It's the same thing over and over again. Then remove the issue and then it's gone. But it is never a burden for the man of God to preach. We are used to, I tell you often, 3 days. The man of God come in Sunday morning. Sunday night, he's still sitting there. Monday morning, he's still sitting there. So, and I said, you know, he don't have to go to the bathroom or something. Monday night come, he's still there. And he's drinking and drinking. Tuesday come, he's still there. Doesn't find it a burden when the people of God are there and want to hear the word of the Lord. The man of God in Acts did the same thing. It was 3 days he was preaching. And a man was saying, well, dang. The man was on the third roof. He said, whoop. The man fell on off the roof, hit the ground. The man of God stopped for a minute. Wake up. Man woke up and went right back to doing what he was doing. It is not a burden. When you have an issue, I'm here for you. You are not a burden to me. The Lord said, what burden? Yes.
And as for the prophet.
As for the prophet.
And the priest.
And the priest.
And the people.
All y'all.
That shall say, the burden of the Lord, I will even punish that man and his house.
Did I say that or you just said that?
And the people that shall say, the burden of the Lord, I will even punish that man and his house. The Lord said it, sir.
You said it. I heard you say it.
I'm reading the word, sir.
Well, Brian said it. Brian said the Lord said. I believe you. Because if you're going to witness with the Lord, I'm going to believe the report. So the one that make the people of God a burden, the Lord said, I'm going to punish him and his house. I was showing the saints the other night, this sister that spoke against me, and she was, and the scripture calls that blasphemy, but she can be forgiven for it. But she was walking down her steps at home, and she said something, it felt like something behind her just pushed her down the steps. And while she was falling, while she was in the air falling,
She didn't call on the name of the Lord. She said, oh my God, I spoke against Bishop Patterson. Boom. Bust her head open, cracked her rib, broke her wrist, and had enough to call the sisters. She said, while I was falling, I thought about my words against the man of God. That's why the scriptures say, were you not afraid to speak evil of the man of God? It's not something you do. Even if you don't believe he's what he is, I wouldn't say nothing about him. I'll leave him alone. But it is this, whatever we're going to call it, that folks think it's all right to do. It is not. And here, she sent a picture to, you can, but I thought it odd that the man she calls her priests think the people of God are a burden. They're not a burden. He said, I'm going to get you and I'm going to get your children, your family. Yes.
Thus shall ye say everyone to his neighbor.
This is what I want you to say, everyone to his neighbor.
And everyone to his brother.
Yes.
What hath the Lord answered?
What have the Lord answered?
And what hath the Lord spoken?
And what has he spoken?
And the burden of the Lord shall ye mention no more.
And he said you will no longer say.
For every man's word shall be his burden.
What you say is going to be your burden. You got to live up to everything you said. God will always keep his word.
For you have perverted the words of the living God.
You have taken the word of God and perverted it. You're going to have to give an account for the burden you put upon yourself to take it and say, I'm a priest of God.
Of the Lord of
hosts. Because he said, everything, remind yourself, everything that have come before me is a thief and a robber. So if someone takes the word of God and twisted it for their benefit, the burden is them, not the word of God. Yes.
Of the Lord of hosts our God. Thus shalt thou say to the prophet.
This is what you shall say to the prophet.
What hath the Lord answered thee?
What hath the Lord said to you?
And what hath the Lord spoken?
What has he spoken to you?
But since ye say, the burden of the Lord.
Since you are saying the burden of the Lord.
Therefore, thus saith the Lord. Because ye say this word, the burden of the Lord.
Since you say the burden.
And I have sent unto you, saying, ye shall not say the burden of the Lord.
I say, don't say it.
Therefore, behold, I will utterly forget you. And I will forsake you and the city that I gave you and your fathers and cast you out of my presence. And I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you and a perpetual shame which shall not be forgotten.
Now that's God's words. So when you think you can steal his words and call it a burden, he said, I got an everlasting reproach for you. But you didn't hear them. You have kept the image of God pure in your heart and mind. And this is why the job that's been given to the man of God is to remind you of what was, so you can learn, so that you won't be condemned and say, well, I didn't know. That will not hold up in court. Say, did you get that apple? Or say, well, I was just trying out the grapes before I bought them. But how many did you eat? Well, I ate a whole bundle of them, but did you weigh them and tell us how much? So you wake up and say, what am I here for? I say, well, you remember all them grapes you stole in the grocery store? Now, if the people got them out for you to taste, go in there. But it's not a burden. when I have to come here and go there, it is not a burden. Because why? I don't use my words. It's not Brian's words. He's saying it's the word of the Lord. And when someone uses the word to try to control you for what they want, don't let them steal and don't let them rob you of the freedom that is in God Almighty. I find it free that I can travel everywhere and carry this gospel. So when you look in the word of the Lord and you see what a thief comes to do, he comes to steal and he comes to kill. And I want you to be free to live and thank God for the life. But when someone calls this work a burden, it is not. And that's why I'm happy today to have been here. I will never, ever forget. If I might forget her name, I will never forget her testimony of how you praise God, how you thank God, and how you said, I gave of my child. And the Lord will have to say, amen. It is not a burden to come and worship God. You should not find it a burden, because the Lord said, I will bring an everlasting reproach if you think it's a burden. It is not. Feel free. Among yourself to let the word of the Lord go from ear to heart and edify one another. What did I learn? Get Obadiah for me. You say, where's Obadiah? He ain't got but one chapter. He ain't write a whole lot of stuff. He talks about in the first verse that there's a rumor. I just want you to hear it, so you can understand that somebody say God is going to do something. But it is the fifth verse that I really want, because he talks about this thought that I've been having earlier, that when they go and gather grapes, they leave something for someone to come and glean. A robber doesn't do that. So if somebody can take the words of the Lord and cause you to error, that is not good, because they take all the good and siphon it out of you. And you don't want that. So find truth. You have it? You have the fifth? Read the first verse. I think he talks about a rumor there.
Okay. The vision of Obadiah,
yes,
said the Lord God concerning Edom.
Yes.
We have heard a rumor from the Lord.
There it is.
And an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise ye.
He sent then somebody, when they heard, say, we heard the Lord is coming. Then the Lord then sent an ambassador, somebody to help you. He was prophesying what he was going to do for the Gentiles. But this whole vision that Obadiah had was really concerning something of Esau and Jacob. Remember, Esau lost his birthright because he wanted food. And they fought each other. That's why Jacob was running and laid his head upon a pillow. And you all call this Jacob's ladder stuff. All he saw was Christ. And he saw the innumerable amount of angels up and down on the ladder. All he saw was Christ. But when you get to the fifth verse, it is my thought that when someone is gathering, when you're gathering some of the word of God, you then will leave something for someone else. You will tell somebody else about the good. But a thief doesn't do that. He takes everything. See, like the fellow would say, when he saw the woman, he said, well, ma'am, I'm high on whatever, crack, whack, dack, whatever he was high on. The names changed, so I don't know what it is today. that said, I will leave this. But no. Hey, what did he come to do? The fifth verse.
If thieves came to
you.
If robbers by night.
And robbers by night.
How art thou cut off?
How are you cut off?
Would they not have stolen till they had enough?
Will not they have stolen until they had enough?
If the grape gatherers.
But when the grape gatherers
came to thee.
They come.
Would they not leave some grapes?
Won't they leave something for somebody to glean?
How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? All the
That's
men
my
of,
point. Just wanted to show you. Somebody doing something good, like gathering grapes. That was like in our family. My mom, them used to say, now it's 13 of us, right? And I like ice cream. So mama buy 1 gallon of ice cream. Now she know I can eat a gallon of ice cream by myself. I don't care about them other 12 folk. So they say, who ate all the ice cream? Why didn't you leave some? You know you go in the and you got your mouth watering for some orange juice. And all it is a sip left. But at least they're not like thieves. They're going to just take everything like me. She used to fuss all the time. Who ate all the ice cream? Me. But I've learned now. The man of God taught me, always leave something for someone else. Leave enough of the gospel that's in your heart to give to someone else that you are not without. All right? That's the proverb for now. But the Lord said, I spoke in proverbs before, but it's coming now that I'm going to show you. So while we're learning about proverbs, the Lord was showing us his wisdom. Wisdom is better than having a weapon. Be wise enough. You can replace things. Yes? Amen. All right? Good. That's it. Is that a motorist? Oh. It's like they've been standing at the door all this time. That's all I've been hearing. But I pressed on, thank God. My point is across. You get enough for your eating that you can pass on. Don't let anyone steal or rob and take your salvation, because they're going to take it all. And when someone tells you that you are a burden and they are standing in the position where I stand and they say they had a dream, and the dream was concerning you. I saw you all dying and all that. Really? You did? What did you see about you? That was the craziest thing. Now, all these people can tell you the numbers for the lottery. It seems like they'll be able to tell themselves. They'd be the first one dying. Hey, you can see all that, right? You can see it for me. Why can't you see it for yourself? The Lord said, not so. The thing we prophesy about up here is that your bones are going to live again. And we tell you how that you can be dusty and crusty in the ground. But the Lord is going to call those bones to shake. You're going to stand up and the Lord is going to dress you again. And then you're going to go ever to be with him. That's what this is about. This ain't about having no dream about you. What am I dreaming about you for? Prophecy is for the church. He said, if you have a dream, tell it as a dream, and then we'll move along. Dreams come from a multitude of business. What was on your mind? I was on your mind when you went to bed. You should go to bed with the Lord on your mind. So when you wake up, the Lord will be. I told the church that they thought I was nuts. I said, try it. Everybody came back testifying the next Sunday. Hallelujah to God. I went to bed with the Lord on my mind, and I woke up with the Lord on my mind. I went to bed singing a song of Zion. I woke up singing a song of Zion. So they believed me. When you are praising and worshiping God and you can drop dead, I guarantee when you wake up, you're going to be doing the same thing you did when you went to sleep.
I began to praise the Lord because I know my portion will be with God forevermore. Though as I snatch this thought from the divine heaven, and I ask, what will my portion be? 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 When he's giving all, giving all his good, what will my portion be? Dear Lord, what will my portion be? I'm striving all I know. What will my portion be? As I came to myself, I snatched this thought. Come for your jewels. What will your portion be? When the Lord calls you home, what will my portion be? My Lord, I've been baptized. After I've done all. I've done all I can do to stand. I've done all I can do to stand. Now I need thee, I need thee, to give me my portion, to put in my hand that pearl of life, to put a new heart and a new mind. My portion, my portion, my portion around the throne. My portion around the throne. 'Cause I know that is where I was, and I knew that's where I was when I saw that I made it over. I knew I made it over. I knew that I made it through the trials of life. I knew that I made it over when I heard the angels say, "That's not for over there." But I knew I had made it over. Yeah, Lord, I knew that I had made it over. And I wondered, what will my portion be? For every soul that I gave the truth, what will my reward be? For every time I preach the gospel, what will my portion be? Dear Lord, what will? For giving up my life, for giving up this life, for not having the pleasures of this life, what shall my portion be? I knew where I was, so I fought to bring this thought. Wonder what will my portion be of the goodness of the Lord. God has something good for me. 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 God has, yeah, he got something on the other side. This side will never know. This side will never know. Got something good. God has something good for me. God has. I saw my portion with Jesus. God has something good for the soul that went down in water. Yes, God has something good for the soul that spoke in tongues. God has something good. Yes. For the soul that contended night and day. Yes. For the soul that cried out day and night. For the soul that just would not give up. God has something good. Oh, if you continue until the end. Yes. If you continue to the end. He's got something good for you. Hasn't the preacher preached? Hasn't the preacher preached? Yes, just continue, my Lord. Oh, God has something good. Oh, he's got something good. God has something. He's got a mansion prepared for thee. Don't you want a small room? Yes, don't you want a small room? Just to walk into the foyer of his mansion. Don't you know God got something good? Just to sit by the crystal river. Just to sit by the crystal river. Just to walk along the golden road. And to push open the pearly gates. Oh,
thank you for tuning in to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith radio broadcast. Join us where everyone will be uplifted, young and old. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Calendar of events. Pastoral visit November 17th through November 20th, 2016 at 873 Main Street, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. Ordination commemoration December 29th through January 1st in 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. Texas State Convention, February 23rd through the 26th in 2017, 3700 Call Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. 64th National Women's Conference, April 9th through the 16th, 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. 63rd National Men's Conference, May 25th through the 28th in 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. 68th National Youth Conference, July 2nd through the 9th, 2017, 3700 Call Street in Dallas, Texas, 75210. 82nd National Convention, August 24th through September 4th, 2017, 3700 Call Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. Scheduled events are subject to change by the Spirit and the direction of Bishop Patterson.